Don on the mound right now, the left-hander from the University of Michigan, who almost gave up the game of baseball at one time. Get ready to face Ron LaFleur, and here for the play-by-play, Ernie Harwell.
Thanks, Paul. Ron batting 259, and Don delivers a strike call. So it's Ron against Don right now, as this one is underway. 76 degrees at game time. He takes a fastball in close, 1-1 on the leadoff man. The wind is out of the northwest at 9 miles an hour. Swung across from left toward right. It's a fastball from Don. It's high, 2-1, the count on LaFleur. Standing forward in the batter's box, waiting now the 2-1 delivery. Here it comes. He swings and fouls it away. Back of the plate in the seat. 2-2 on LaFleur. Well, the Tigers now have played Minnesota four times. They've won one and lost three against the Twins. Cubbage at third, Small at short, Wilfong at second, Carew at first, making up the infield. Here's the pitch. He backs him away, a high, tight fastball, 3-2. In the outfield for Gene Mock, it is Norwood in left, Ford in center, and Powell in right. The catcher is Weiniger, and the pitcher is Zahn. 3-2 delivery. Walked him. It was high inside, and the Tigers get their leadoff man on and the base on ball. That's the 20th walk this year for Ron LaFleur. Here's the man who leads the league in walks, Kemp. He's walked 54 times. Has the four home runs, the 23 runs batted in, and hitting .299. Steve Kemp at the plate. Left-hander against the left-hander. Jim Solomon came over by automobile from Waterloo, Iowa, to root the Tigers in. He's Detroiter, spending the summer in Waterloo. Dan Keaton and Eric Hutchinson from Detroit are here. There's the ball outside. Ball one, the count on Kemp. And Ron Lasuda from Detroit, who makes his home out here in the Minneapolis, the St. Paul area now, is here to root for the Tigers. Don, the left-hander, sets. Kemp is waiting, and Don steps out the slab for a moment. Carew's holding on the bag with the floor. This one has just begun in Bloomington. Here's the pitch. He takes a strike. That was a change-up curve across on the outside corner. Tigers play here tomorrow. Then they'll have an off day Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday nights, they will be scheduled in Toronto and then go home to play the Yankees. Beginning next Thursday, a four-game set. There's a fastball high on Kemp, 2-1. Don with a lifetime mark against the Tigers, 1-3. He's won six games and lost four this season. Last year, he won his first six games and then settled down to win 12 and drop 14 over the whole season. Young man grew up in Toledo, went to the University of Michigan. Sets and kicks and pitches. A chopper hit up the middle. There's Wilfong. He flips it over to Smalley. One relay to first. Stump in time. It is a fourth out at second base. Wilfong to Smalley. Close play at first, but Kemp beats the relay from the shortstop Smalley. That'll bring the bat Saab with a man on and the man out. Hitting .281, nine home runs and 44 runs batted in for the designated hitter. Carew in a little bit close at first base and not holding right on the bag with Kemp. Slider is low from Jeff Zahn. Jeff was born in Baltimore, but he makes his home now in California at Woodland Hills. 31 years old. Throws the fourth ball quite often. Here's the pitch. It is a strike. That was a fast one over, 1-1. It was Jerry Terrell who sent his left to Twins. He talked Don into taking a tryout with the Twins after the Cubs had released him a couple of years ago. Here's a little pop foul back of the plate. Leininger coming back. Will he have room? And he is up the barrier and makes the catch. Thank you. it two down, one on, and bring up Jason Thompson, the Tiger first baseman.
Number 30. Number
20. Jason hitting 286, 15 home runs, and 39 RBI. Well, it's interesting as we go around the league to hear the different PA announcers in the various ballparks. And the man who handles that job here and does an efficient job is Bob Casey. Bob reminds me of Pat Piper, the one-time PA announcer at Wrigley Field, Chicago, many years ago.
He reminds me of my drill sergeant.
You better snap too here. It's a fastball high, ball one. Pat Piper used to say, get your pencils and scorecards ready. And then he'd say, play ball. They couldn't play ball unless Pat Piper told them to. The ball in close. 2-0 on Thompson. Pat Piper held that job at Wrigley Field for about 60-odd years, I think, before he passed away. Now, the set by Jeff Don, the left-hander, kicks and deals, and Thompson, it's a drive to left. It'll drop in for a hit. Kip holding his second now makes a turn, and the ball is picked up by Willie Norwood, the left fielder, who flips it into Smalley, cutting it off in front of Cubbage, the third baseman. Well, the Tigers have two on and two out. They pick up their first hit, and that'll bring up Rodriguez, hitting an even 300 with five home runs and 12 RBIs. Whitaker is a team leader in the percentage, hitting 306. And Rodriguez is next with an even 300 mark. At Tiger Stadium, our PA man is the veteran Joe Gentile. Does an excellent job. He's been there quite a while. Here's a pitch. It's a strike call. Joe was broadcasting baseball back in the mid-30s. No score in Minnesota. Bloomington, Minnesota. The Metropolitan Stadium is the scene of action. Now Rodriguez cuts and misses on a just-on changeup, strike two on the happy Mexican. Not too happy about that swing right then, but it is two strikes on him with two men on and two men out in the first inning. The game's scoreless. Sun has now ducked behind the cloud. Outfield is straight up. Here's the set by Zahn. He pitches, and the ball is high, one and two. Try to keep you up to date on the other games. This one's starting as soon as any of them, so we don't have any other scores posted yet. And there are quite a few night games in the Major League this evening. Zahn is ready. Rodriguez waits. Here it comes. He swings on the bounding ball to Cubbage. He gloves it. Throw to second. They get the fourth out. On Thompson, Cubbage to Wolfong, and the threat is over. No runs, a walk, one hit. No errors, two left. At the end of a half inning, Tigers nothing. The Twins are coming to bat.
Well, the Tigers will have one more here with the Twins, then move on to Toronto for games Tuesday and Wednesday before coming home to meet the Yankees for the first time this year, a big four-game series in Detroit, with games on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, and special events for every one of those dates at Tiger Stadium, beginning with Irish-American night next Thursday night. Then the division championships of the pitch, hit, and run program for youngsters 9 to 12 going to be held in connection with a Friday night ball game. Some of the competition will be held during the afternoon, but the hitting trials will be one of the features of the pregame ceremony, after which trophies will be presented to the winners. Four of the division finalists in the pitch, hit, and run program are from the Detroit area. Lenny Moravchik of Mount Clemens, Mark Hodges of New Hudson, Mike Kacheski of Dearborn Heights, and Tim Rybicki of Riverview.
Briefly for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
Workers of the World Arise with J.C. McCarthy in the Morning Music Call. Join him Monday through Friday morning at 6 right here on WJR Radio 76 in Detroit.
No score. Twins coming to bat against Wilcox in the last half of the first. They'll lead off with Hoskin Powell, the right fielder. Well, we'd like to salute Mr. and Mrs. Jack Colby of Grand Rapids, Michigan, who celebrated their 64th wedding anniversary yesterday, and also Angelo and Rose DePonio, who celebrated their 58th. Now, those folks live in Detroit. Well, Scuppers, loyal Tiger rooters, and loyal radio listeners to the Tiger ballgame. Well, here's Powell, the left-hand batting right fielder at the plate, hitting 215, and the pitch is in close on him, ball one. Hoskin Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. First name, H-O-S-K-E-N. There's the ball wide from Wilcox, 2-0 on the leadoff man. Well, the Tigers got a walk and a single, but couldn't do any more. And they went scoreless in their half of the first inning. Second game of the series, Minnesota won last night. Strike call. Haller goes up for the right hand, and the count is 2-1 now on Powell. Powell is a 22-year-old outfielder, native of Salem, Alabama. Takes the strike, makes the count even, 2-2. Wilcox checks out with May, rocks and pitches. It is a curve in the dirt, poked out on him. Powell only in his fourth year of pro ball and his first year in the big league. Last year at Tacoma, he batted 326. He walked, ball four. So each of the leadoff men went to the 3-2 count and then got a base on ball. That'll bring the bat Smalley, the switch batter, batting left-handed. Roy hitting 259, batting slightly better left-handed than he does right. Single game tomorrow, and the pitcher tomorrow, Jim Clayton, for the Tigers. And the Galt will be on the mound for the Minnesota Twins. There's a ball outside. He squared away to bunt, but didn't offer on it. Now, Boston gets an early lead in Fenway against Seattle, 1-0 at the end of one. A lot of conversation on the Tiger bus about Bill Lee's departure from the Red Sox. During the morning paper that he walked out on Boston. There's a little bunt in the air, foul, picked off by Thompson, and Smalley is out. I don't know whether there have been any later developments, but the story in the morning paper out here was that Lee disturbed because his very close friend Bernie Carbaugh had been sent to Cleveland. Came in, tore his name off the locker and disappeared, and said he would not be back. Here's Rod Carew, the league's leading hitter, coming to the plate, hitting 356, five homers for Rodney, and 33 RBI. Left hand batter, very relaxed looking at the plate, bent at the knee, swings at the top of the shortstop. Samuel has a touch his second, one throw to first, double play, and the side retired. With no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left, at the end of one, Tigers nothing, Minnesota nothing.
What does A Tribute to Jimmy Durante have in common with The Anatomy and Song? Those were two recent subjects for Ted Strasser's popular Patterns in Music, a unique program that blends words and music to unusual themes. Whether it's a time, a place, or a mood, each pattern reflects painstaking research and thought that results in premier entertainment every Sunday morning beginning at 8 a.m. Musical Knock Knock, Courts of Paradise, Jukebox Saturday Night, and The Kiss are reflective of the broad scope and ingenuity that are part and parcel of this top-flight weekend presentation of the Goodwill Station. What will be the topic this week? Well, why not join Ted Strasser for the answer? Patterns in Music, Sunday mornings at 8, here on WJR. Radio 76.
Get your Tigers bumper sticker from your Marathon man, a full-service dealer. Now available at your participating Marathon service station. No purchase necessary.
Tiger infielder Steve Dillard back in Detroit awaiting the Burke for the youngster. Mary Jane going to the hospital, but so far we've not heard any word from the Dillard family. Mickey Stanley now to lead it off. He'll be followed by May and then Campbell here in the second inning. The game is scored. The veteran right fielder, right hand batting Mickey Stanley at the plate. Mickey batting 200. He has 6 hits and 30 chips, one of them a home run. 2 runs batted in for Mick. Jeff Brown, the Minnesota left hander, pitches. It is a ball in close, ball one. Sunny right now at Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington. Part of the practice had to be curtailed because of the rain. You see, 1-0 pitch. It is a change-up low, 2-0 on Stanley. May and then Trammell will follow. Tigers trying to break out of their losing streak. They've lost 5 straight. Tigers have had it tough ever since they took that trip east and won only one and lost 7 to Baltimore and Boston. Stanley fouls back the next pitch, 2-1 the count on him. Azan checks out his time with his catcher, Butch Wanigan. Left-hander goes into motion, pitches. Stanley takes the ball outside, 3-1. John broke in with Daytona Beach in 68, pitched a no-hitter. That's the first year lost that he pitched a no-hitter against St. Pete, and they beat him. Ground ball to third, big hop for Cabbage. The throw to first, over to Carew. He's in time to get Stanley, and there's one away. Milt May, Tiger catcher batting now. John's first big league club was the Dodgers, and they traded him to the Cubs in the 75 season. The Cubs released him. And he caught on with the Twins. May batting 282, 7 homers, and 22 runs batted in. Playing against the left-hander this afternoon, he takes the ball outside, ball one. Off the top of my head, I'd have to say this is the first left-hander against whom May has started.
Yes, I'm sure you're right.
Here's the motion, the pitch. It is a wide one, a curve, 2-0, the count on Milt. Nothing, the way it stands, second inning. There's a pop fly back of shortstop. Smalley is there now, behind the bag at second, close it. And there are two down. Here's Alan Trammell. Alan batting 279 in 42 games. He has one home run and 10 runs batted in. One hit in the game so far belongs to Jason Thompson of the Tigers. Low curve finds the mark on the outside corner. 1 strike. John kicks and deals, and it is a ball high, 1-1 on Trammell. Lou Whitaker, the number 9, the batter waiting to be on deck circle. Trammell takes the curve low, 2-1 the count. John up on the mound to get his sign, goes into action, and delivers. Here's a line foul down past first base into the Minnesota bullpen. Hit the wet turf down there and died in a hurry. Not seen any balls hit in the outfield yet, but I imagine it's very soggy out there, and we'll see no roll whatsoever. The count on Trammell. Here it is. He swings and fouls it away in the dirt behind the plate. Tigers will be coming home next Thursday night to battle the New York Yankees. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And Sunday afternoon, four straight games of the Yankees. Curve outside at 3-2. Special night and days planned for just about every game of that series. Big doings at the ballpark. Here's a pop-up in the short right center going back Wilfong. Powell is coming in. Now it's the center fielder Ford, and he's the man who catches it. So the side out, 1-2-3 in the Tigers' second. At the end of 1.5 innings, Twins nothing, Detroit nothing.
When I think of Canada, I think of backpacking in the Canadian Rockies, marveling at the giant Douglas firs, passing dozens of lakes that sparkled like diamonds, and finding the best beer I ever tasted.
Remember the best between water and the sky, so Canada beer.
And now the best beer Canada brews is here. So you don't have to go to Canada for Labatt. It's imported for your special times. Labatt, brewed in Canada and shipped fresh to you with pride. Labatt, the Clearwater blue sky taste of Canada beer.
When you think of Canada, think of the best.
The best beer I ever tasted.
The Clearwater blue sky taste of Canada beer. Labatt.
Labatt Importers, Amherst, New York.
Some more loyal Tiger fans who celebrated anniversaries just today. Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Sherwood of Kalkaska, Michigan, number 57. And Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Brandt of Livonia, number 50. Also, we'd like to send a birthday greeting to Mrs. Mabel Sheff of Alpena, Michigan, celebrating her 90th birthday. And thank all those folks for their loyalty to the Tigers. Here's Dan Ford. He's got a hitting streak going. He's hit safely in the last 10 games. Later report from Boston, the Red Sox lead Seattle 2-0 at the end of two. At Cleveland, the Indians have picked up three, and they lead Milwaukee in the third inning 3-0. Kansas City and Chicago getting underway. The other games are night games in the American League. Wilcox, the stocky right-hander, pitches, and there's a bunt attempt foul. Ford fouls it back in the dirt. Dan, a tall, rangy right-handed batting outfielder, hitting 311. Eight homers for him and 38 RBIs. He'll be followed by Weininger, the catcher, and then it'll be Mike Cubby. Bounding ball to short. Trammell charges, has it for the first. Got him, and he broke his bat on that one. One up and one away in the twin second. Here's Butch Weininger. Butch hitting 246. Not catching as regularly as he did last year or the year before his rookie season when he was named the rookie player of the year. Last year he batted 261. The year before that he hit 260. Wilcox, ready to go to work. Native of Honolulu, Hawaii, Wilcox delivers, and it is a ball low, ball one. Weininger switch batter batting left-handed. The outfield is straight away on Butch. He takes a strike. 1-1 the count. Cincinnati jumped out in front of the Cardinals. 2-0 at the end of one at Cincinnati. Low curve is over, but it's slow. 2-1. Rodriguez wide of the base. It's the third and even with it. Weininger to be followed by Cubbage. And here's Wilcox checking his time with May and goes to work. There's a fly ball at the right field. It's deep. Stanley going over near the wall. Might be out of here. And it is gone. A home run for Weininger to put the Twins in the lead. 1-0. His third home run of the campaign. He pulled it down the line. Got it in about two rows just inside the foul ball. Weininger homers and the Minnesota Twins go in front. 1-0 in the second inning. Savage will be the next man to bat. All three of Weiniger's home runs have been hit as a left-hand batter. It's the seventh allowed by Wilcox this year. Strike called on the Cubbage, the left-hand batting third baseman. Hitting 314. They measure the home runs here. That one was hit 337 feet. Here's a fly ball to center. LaFleur there waiting, has it. And there are two down. I don't know exactly how they measure those home runs. I guess they've got a mathematical formula to do it.
Well, it's 330 right down the line. It was just off the foul pole a little bit and up two rows of seats, and I guess they figured 337.
Here's Glenn Adams at the plate now, the left-hand batting designated hitter, and he takes a strike from Wilcox. Yeah, that one was a little easier to measure than some of them that go way back in those left field seats.
Right.
Adams hitting 221. He looks at the strike call. The Wilcox curve hit the corner. Weiniger's home run. The difference now, 1-0, Twins lead, second inning. There's a ball low, fastball 1-2.
Pretty distant left field line here, though. 343 down the line.
And it gets to 360. It doesn't fall back as much as most, but it's still a pretty good whack out there. Here's a strike call, and he struck him out. A fastball caught the inside corner. First strikeout for Wilcox, and the inning is over. One run, one hit. No errors, none left. At the end of two, Twins one, Detroit nothing.
You know, there's a special additive at your nearby Marathon station. Something that can add value to your life and the life of your car. Something you can get only at your Marathon station. What it is your Marathon Man. Because your Marathon Man is somebody who believes it's not old-fashioned to give people what they pay for, but a little bit more. He's there to do it better, and do it the way he'd want it done if he were you. If you don't already know him, well, you really ought to.
Don't get together.
We got together to do it better.
WJR congratulates Len Barnes of Michigan AAA, recent recipient of Michigan State University's Distinguished Alumnus Award. Len, we of Radio 76 salute you.
Home run by Weiniger. The difference right now, 1-0, Twins leading. The Tigers bat in the third inning, and Whitaker with a four-game hitting streak. And the leading Tiger hitter now will step up to lead off against Don. Sweet Lou hitting 306 does not have a home run. He has 10 runs batted in. Left-hander against the left-hander. They pull Cubbage in close to third base. All the infield is in a little bit on Lou. And he takes a curve for a strike call. Left field to Norwood is very shallow. And the other fielders are slightly toward left field. Don kicks and deals. It is a strike, another breaking ball. That's two quick strikes on Lou Whitaker. Tigers have one hit, a single by Thompson. Twins have one hit, a home run by Weiniger. They lead 1-0 in the third. Whitaker looks at a fastball high, one ball and two strikes. Whitaker digging in, waiting. Here it comes. He swings at the bounding ball to second. Wilfong has this one. The throw to Carew is in time to get him by a couple of steps. One up and one away. Here comes the top of the batting order, Ron LaFleur. Ron Watt is the only chip to the plate. That was in the first inning. Doubs and then picked up a single a couple out later, but the Tigers couldn't do any more than that, and Zahn held them off in the opening inning, set them down 1-2-3 in the next inning. Zahn's curve is over, but it's low ball one on LaFleur. He swings and lifts the ball. It'll reach the seats back at first base. Gentlemen from Croft Rapids ended up with that one. 1-1, they count on Ron. Don checks his time with one again. He backs him away with a curve. 2-1 the count. Bright and sunny right now. Good day in Minnesota. Base hit, left field, a sharp grounder past Cubbage. And LaFleur has a walk and a single now, 1-for-1 officially. Kemp will be the batter. He hit in the fourth out in the first inning. Left-hander against the left-hander. LaFleur getting a fair-sized lead against the left-hander, draws the throw and gets back safely. Another one over there, he's back again. Hey, make your group a winner with Simpson Bus Ball Express. Tiger tickets, Simpson Bus Transportation. Good time for everybody. Call 962-9800 for bus ball details. 962-9800. There goes a runner. He's ticked off toward the second, and he is out. Well, Don fooled him, and Ron is out. The pitcher to the first baseman to the shortstop. Two down. Nobody on now. The batter is still Kemp waiting on the first pitch to him this turn to bat. He takes a very wide curveball one. As they fly to left, slicing, it is a fair ball in the corner. He might get two. He's digging for second. Norwood up with the ball, fires it back into the shortstop, Smalley. A stand-up double by Kemp. Man on second, two down, and the batter will be Rusty Staub. That's the third Tiger hit. Outfield straight away bunching toward the middle on the veteran Rusty Staub. And Zahn delivers. Rusty, it's a bombing ball to short. Smalley has it. Here's the throw to Carew. It is in time to retire the side. Now the Tigers, no runs, two hits, no errors, one man left. We go to the third. Twins, one, Detroit, nothing.
When I traded in my old wagon for an economy one, all my buddies said I'd have to give up a lot. You know, ride, room, and comfort. Well, I didn't give up. I got this Plymouth Valari wagon. I sure didn't give up big car rides. I didn't give up room for six. I didn't give up comfort. Oh, I did give up one thing when I bought my Valari wagon. A lot of trips to the gas station.
Don't compromise when you economize. Although your mileage may vary, the EPA rates a one-barrel, six-cylinder Valari wagon with manual transmission at 25 miles per gallon highway, 18 cities. Don't give up. Get a Plymouth Valari wagon, America's first choice in wagons over the past 2 years.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
For a great value on Plymouth Valari, see your greater Detroit Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
Willie Norwood Good. We'll lead off against Wilcox in the third inning. The Twins have the lead over the Tigers 1-0. Wilcox has walked one, struck out one, and the home run by Wanniger is the only hit that he's allowed, but that's enough to put the Twins into the 1-0 lead. Batting 250 in 51 games. Right-hand hitter. Lone stance batter, and Wilcox not quite ready. They poked out in left field, dropped something over the barrier there, and Ken Kaiser, who was umpiring at second base, went all the way out the left center field to pick it up and throw it back in the stands.
They've got a jacket out there that fell down, or a sweater, and a cap. Some of that happened, I think, perhaps during the clinic earlier.
Here's a pitch to Willie Norwood. He fouls it on the screen. Strike one on Willie.
That one little boy's been standing next to the fence out in left center field, looking down longingly at his sweater since the game began. He dropped it the first inning.
Good thing it's not cold today. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Norwood to be followed by Wilfong, and then the Twins go to the top of the batting order, Powell. Wilcox winds and pitches. There's a foul back this way right down below us. Gentleman with a Philly batting helmet on had that one and then dropped the ball.
He didn't look like Mike Schmidt on that play.
He's a little disgusted at himself, too. He's talking to himself. You don't get a shot like that many times. Here's a strike two pitch. Norwood swings a chopper hit on the ground toward third. Rodriguez charges, drops it, but a first low hit by Thompson, and Norwood is safe. Aurelio might have had a shot at that one, but he bobbled the ball just momentarily before he let it go, and it'll be scored as a single. Tough play for the third baseman. Second hit off Wilcox, and the batter will be Wilfong now.
Radio was throwing off the wrong foot. It was really off balance when he let that one go. It just didn't look like Rodriguez and his normal throws.
He just got discombobulated or whatever it is by bobbling the ball. 1-0, Twins lead it. Here's the pitch. He takes the ball outside. Wilfong, the left-hand batter, the leadoff man, Powell, is waiting on deck. Pretty good-sized lead there for Willie Norwood, but he's not moving. There's a bunt. Off the mound comes Wilcox, steals it, flips it to Whitaker, covering the bag at first. Wilfong is out on the sacrifice. Well, the pitcher to the second baseman covering Norwood takes second. Balls out for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
Jimmy Lunch leads your bunch to lunch. Monday through Friday mornings from 10 to noon here at America's great radio station, WJR Detroit.
Powell at the plate. He walked his first time at bat against Wilcox. 1-0 Twins lead, third inning. Left-hand batter takes a curve. It's too high, ball one. It's a ball outside. 2-0 the count on him. Roy Smalley waiting on deck. Is a strike in above the knee. Hoskin Powell with a count of 2-1. Now one out, man at second. Twins ahead on the home run by Wanniger. 1-0. They're batting in the third against Wilcox. Now Milt goes to the set position. And Powell hits a line drive, speared by Rodriguez. And then as he started to throw the ball, he dropped it. It is recorded as an out. Here comes Mark. He is not agreeing with the umpire at third base, Riley. Rodriguez caught the ball, then he tried to extract it from his glove and throw over to get a double play to double up Norwood. He dropped it then, and Mott is saying, well, he dropped it too soon. Ronnie is saying he did not. It was an out. So there are two down and Smalley bats next. Smalley fouled out to Thompson at first base, the only time he's been to bat. Nothing, Twins ahead, third inning. Molly swings with a bounding ball on the right side. It's true for a base hit. Rounding third, headed home is Norwood, and he will score. A single by Molly, just out of the reach of the Tiger second baseman Whitaker, who made a diving effort to the glove side and couldn't come up with the ground. The ball was not hit very hard, but it was one of those eye hits. Assisted the shortstop Campbell and thrown over to first base in the first inning. American League batting champion Rod Carew. He takes the ball in two flows. Carew's first year was 67, and the then manager, Sam Mealy, didn't think much of Carew. He wanted to send him back. Calvin Griffith didn't want him to go, though. Here's the pitch, and it is a ball low. So Billy Martin, who was the coach at that time, worked with Carew, and he felt like Carew should stay around. So Mr. Griffith was the boss, and Carew stayed. And then later on, Mealy left before the season was over. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Ball out of play, off his foot. Later report from Cleveland there in the fourth inning over there now. 3-0 Cleveland leading Milwaukee. Boston ahead of Seattle, 2-0 in the third. Cincinnati leading the St. Louis Cardinals, 2-0 in the second. No other games to report on yet. 2-1 pitch coming up. Carew takes a slow curve over but low. 3-1. Rodriguez wide of the bag at third, but about even with it. Now Wilcox ready. The pitch on the way. He takes a strike. It was a breaking ball. Full count on him. 1-0. Twins lead the Tigers. Third inning. He swings and fouls it away down to the plate. Dan Ford waiting at the on-deck circle. Smalley back at first base. Thompson's not going to hold directly on the bag with him. He'll play behind him. Set by Wilcox. Carew waits and takes the ball outside. He walked it. That'll put two men on and bring up Dan Ford. Second walk off Wilcox. Ford bounced the shortstop Trammell, the only time he's been to bat today. Twins lead it 2-0. They have three hits. The Tigers have three. Infield back now with two on and two out, and Ford takes a slow curve, high ball one. Ford almost turns his back toward the pitcher. Closed fan. He swings and misses on a high tight one. 1-1 to count on Dan. Sun's behind the clouds now. However, the weatherman has told everybody the rains are about over. But out in this part of the country, you never know. Here's a cut and a miss.
I don't know. Perhaps it's much like Michigan, Ernie. It's where the lows and the highs seem to meet. You have that Arctic cold air coming down, meeting the moist, warm lows coming up from the south, and it meets out here up the Mississippi Valley.
They have a tough time with the weather out here. Here's the 1-2 pitch now on Danny Ford. 2-0 Twins lead. He swings at a fly ball to left field. In the corner, Stanley coming over. He'll have room. He has it. And the side retires. One run on two hits. There were no errors. Two runners left at the end of three. Twins 2, Tigers nothing.
This is Oscar Frenette with an invitation to Discover Detroit mornings at 5:40 and 11:30 here on Radio 76, WJR Detroit.
Twins in the lead. Two runs, three hits, no errors. Tigers, no runs, three hits, no errors. Here comes the fourth inning, and here comes Paul Gehring.
All right, Ernie, thank you. Jason Thompson will lead it off for the Tigers here in the bottom of the fourth, the top of the fourth inning. Jason single to left, his first time up, as one of the three Tiger hits off the left-hander Jeff Zahn. Thompson, Rodriguez, and Stanley, the three scheduled to face Zahn here in this inning. There's a strike called on Jason. Thompson with 15 home runs, 39 runs batted in. A left-hander delivers. Another strike. That was an off-speed breaking ball. Smalley shifting around toward second, with Wilfong filling the gap between first and second. A pitch from Zahn. Low and inside with a fast one. Jeff is now 31 years old. Starred at the University of Michigan. Moby Benedict's team out there in the late 60s. The pitch. Bouncer foul behind the plate. 2-2 count on Jason Thompson. Well, they've got a line where the tarp roll is resting through much of the daytime here. Out behind second, actually all night long after the game ended last night, they covered it up. It's kind of a rut out behind the skin of the infield, the pitch. Little tapper foul, Jason just protecting the plate that time. But they certainly have the rain up here in this neighborhood. Total of six rainouts here and four on the road for the Twins so far this year. The pitch. Swung on and popped foul. Weininger coming back off of the mask. He may have a shot. Nope. It's about four rows back into the box seat. This, of course, is also the home of the Minnesota Vikings. Now, this field gets a lot of use on a year-round basis. And it's the home of the Minnesota Kicks of the North American Soccer League. Running a series of articles in the local papers here about the phenomenon of a kick. Not so much the appeal of soccer, as it turns out, that brings the crowd. There's a line drive down the left field line, maybe in for extra bases. It's a fair ball by a couple of feet, bounces against the wall. Thompson will hold at second with a long double into the corner. Well, the Tigers have their second two-base hit. They have still to score against the Twins. Thompson is 2-for-2. And the batter now will be on radio, Rodriguez. I know that the soccer officials in Detroit have pointed to the attendance figures here and out in Seattle and down in Tampa. They've had excellent crowds, and in New York, of course. But this has been kind of a phenomenon up here. Wondering what the appeal of soccer was in this particular area. It doesn't have any real bases in history here. There's a ground ball, fair ball down the left field line by Rodriguez. Thompson will come in to score. Over to pick up the ball is Norwood, and Rodriguez has the double. Back-to-back doubles by the Tigers. Lift them into a, give them a run here, and cuts the Twins lead to 2-1. That was just over the bag, down the left field line by Rodriguez. and it brings up Mickey Stanley. To resolve that discussion about soccer, as it turns out, it has become a happening up here. A happening in the parking lot more than anything else, and not in the stadium. It was not the appeal of the game itself that brought all the fans out to soccer here, and that continues to bring them out. It is a gathering of the fans in the parking lot before and after, inside for a ball. And Ernie and I were told here today that they, in fact, began to ticket the people in the parking lot if they weren't in the stands. Once the game began, if they remained in the parking lot, they were being issued tickets. That is, tickets of arrest. Here's a pitch. Strike call to Stanley, 1-1. When this franchise began here, you know, back in 1961, they had a lot of tailgating out here with people coming in from all over the Plains area. Outside the Stanley, 2-1. Got to be quite a big thing. The caravans coming in from North Dakota, northern and northwestern Minnesota. But it has dwindled in recent years. But now it's begun again with a soccer franchise here. Ground ball foul. Look out. Off the edge of the Twins dugout, bouncing up into the box seat. Looks like Stanley took that one out of the glove of Weininger. Conversation with the mound now. Roy Smalley, the shortstop, out to talk to Zahn. Tigers trail 2-1. They've got a runner at second with nobody out here in the fourth inning. Rodriguez, who has driven in the Tiger run. Now the set by Zahn. And the pitch. Swung on a bouncer over the mound in behind second. Wilfong backhands the throw to first. He's got him at first base. Good play by Wilfong. Barely nipping Stanley at first as Rodriguez takes third. One down now. A runner at third, and the batter will be Milt May. May popped out to Smalley his first time up there, bringing the infield in tight all around. Left fielder Norwood playing very shallow out there. Here's a pitch to May. He takes it for a called strike. Bill Haller calling the balls and strikes today. Tigers have the potential tying run at third in Rodriguez, the pitch. Ball outside, 1-1 on May. Indians lead Milwaukee after four innings in Cleveland, 3-0. Now Zahn ready, kicks and delivers a bouncer foul down the first base line. Well, the Brewers have really been hot of late. They have reeled off 9 straight wins. Boston has won 7 in a row, or rather 8 in a row, and the Red Sox trail now at the end of 3 innings. Seattle in front 3-2. And some hot clubs in that Eastern Division of the American League. Baltimore, Boston, Milwaukee. Yankees were struggling to a degree. Swing and a miss by May. He is struck out. Milt having a tough time against the left-hander Jeff Zahn. Lance Parrish went all the way in a long ball game last night behind the plate. Normally, Lance would get a start against a left-hander. But with the day game following the night game, Milt is in there in action today. So there are two down. The infield can relax. As Zahn notches his first strikeout. The batter is now Alan Trammell. 2-1, the Twins lead. The pitch to Alan. He swings and pops it up. Out behind second. Wilfong backing out. Powell coming in behind him. He makes the catch. The right fielder, Powell. Well, that's all for the Tigers. They get one run on a pair of doubles. No errors. One man left after 3.5 innings. It's the Twins 2, the Tigers 1.
Down at Little Caesars, just ordered and began.
pizza lovers, right now you can get a large round pizza from Little Caesars with anything you want on it for the price of an identical small pizza. That's right, a large round pizza with all the trimmings for the price of an identical small. Just bring in the special coupon you'll find in your local newspaper or TV book, and they'll do the rest. Mouth-watering goodness at a special low price. No wonder pizza lovers everywhere love Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars Pizza, a winner any way you slice it.
You want variety? There's a family in for you. It's the winner variety. Little Caesars Pizza, Little Caesars Pizza. A great tasting pizza for you.
Two to one, the Twins lead the Tigers as Minnesota comes to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Butch Weiniger, who gave the Twins the lead with a home run in the second inning, will lead it off. He'll be followed by Kelly and Adam. Looking with the glasses, I hadn't noticed it last night, and I don't see it again today. They used to have a couple of spots in the upper deck in that left field grandstand here at Metropolitan Stadium, denoting the long-distance tape measure home runs by the longtime Twin slugger Harmon Killebrew, but apparently the seats have been painted over. They had some black and white stripes painted in the area where Killebrew had hit his tape measure jobs, and they're gone now. There's a strike called on Weiniger. Feet close together, Wilcox rocks back the pitch. Hello, 1-1 on Butch. That left field grandstand, the double-tiered grandstand, is really the main grandstand for football. There's a pop-up foul, Rodriguez chasing over toward the box seats. He may not have room. Nope. Over the barrier and off the aisleway there. Well, the Cincinnati Reds, buoyed by a no-hitter from Tom Seaver last night in front of St. Louis early in their game today, 2-0 in the second inning. There's a pitch to Weiniger. He swings and misses. Struck him out. Second strikeout for Wilcox. That'll bring up Mike Cubby. Interesting piece that the wire services had in the morning newspaper here in Minneapolis today. Seaver was talking with one of his teammates about a previous no-hit bit as they were driving into the ballpark in Cincinnati yesterday. The first pitch here to Cubby is taken outside. They're talking about Bill Wallace, who was the outfielder for the Cubs at the time, broke up a no-hit bit by Seaver with two out that day. Wallace, yesterday, had been traded. There's a foul behind the plate, out of play. And Seaver was remembering that no-hit bit as he drove to the ballpark, and sure enough, last night he managed to go all the way. Wallace had broken it up with a single with two out in the ninth inning one time. But not last night. Seaver notches the first in Riverfront Stadium and his first. There's a slow curve outside. 2-1 on Chubby. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Twins lead the Tigers 2-1. Tigers have out hit the Twins 5-3. The pitch to the left-hand batter. Line drive, base hit to center field. Chubby, excellent hitter. Lined that one out over Whitaker's head. So there's one on with one out, and the batter will be Glenn Adams. Here's a guy with power, Adams. He took a called third strike his first time up. Adams, a DH today for Gene Mock's team. Tigers double play depth. The pitch is low, good pickup by May. Twins got a run in the second, one in the third. The Tigers got one in the top of this fourth inning. Cubby did first with one away. A stretch by Wilcox. There's the pitch. Swung on and bounced foul at the plate. Ball on the strike on Glenn Adams. Twins got him from a San Francisco organization, bought him a couple of years ago. The pitch from Wilcox. Half swing by Adams, and he checked in time. They appealed to third, but Mike Riley said he had checked in time. Bat did not come across the plate. It's that misconception that you have to break the wrist. Not it at all. They asked the umpire down the line if that bat had cleared the plane of the plate. Here's the set by Wilcox, the pitch. Curve is ripped foul down the first baseline. Tony Oliva with a little Adagio dance down there in the coaching box. It's about as quick as you're going to see Tony move anymore after all of those knee operations of his. The pitch. Adam swings and misses. He struck him out for the second straight time. Well, they're two down with the coverage at first. The batter will be Willie Norwood. Willie had an infield hit in the third inning. Well, the coach's box still has casual water in it. That part of it, of the field, was simply not covered by the top overnight. And before the game, Oliva crowding the far end away from the water. There's a curve a little low. Ball one. Willie Norwood, no relation to the Willie Norwood who has performed a number of years in the National Basketball Association. So the first, back in time, is Cubby. There's the set, the pitch. Low for a ball. Wilcox possesses just about the world's biggest dog. I shouldn't say biggest dog, but certainly one of the meanest looking dogs named Smokey. A pitch from Milt swung on, fly ball to deep center field. LaFleur goes back. He has the room. He's under it and makes the catch. That retires the Twins in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a man left. After four innings of play, it's Minnesota 2, the Tigers 1.
Can you afford to throw money away at the supermarket, in your car, where you bank? City National Bank knows every nickel counts. That's why there's a big difference between City National and those other banks that charge you for writing checks.
Nobody, of nobody, has got for City National Bank has got.
City National Bank saves you money again with combo checking. Keep a minimum of $200 in checking or savings. You write all your checks without charge. All your checks without charge. Combo checking. No other bank in Michigan has it. No statement fees. No charge for checks. Don't throw your money away on annoying service charges on checks. Come on in and open a City National Bank charge-free combo checking account now.
Nobody,
also available at National Bank of Rochester and First Citizens Bank in Troy.
Get your Tigers bumper sticker from your Marathon Man, a full service dealer. Now available at your participating Marathon service station. No purchase necessary.
Well, best Tiger wishes on this occasion. For a lady in Hopkins, Michigan, celebrating her birthday today, Genevieve Finkbeiner, a Tiger salute. Here's Lou Whitaker leading off for Detroit here in the fifth inning. Sweet Lou grounded out to second, his only time up against the left-hander Jeff Zahn. Jeff is G-E-O-F-F, the British spelling. Here's the pitch. Strike called on Lou. Lou doesn't believe it. He didn't hear it from Haller. And did a double take. Walked out of the batter's box. Now the pitch. Low and away. One and one. Edgar Kennedy, he did the slow burn. I don't think he was the double-take artist. There are some others, though, that in the movies have excelled at the old double and triple take. Punt foul by Whitaker. John has won six and dropped four. The pitch is swung on, a bouncer down the first base line. Caroon near the backfield. It touches it just ahead of Whitaker to get it. Oh, Rod didn't dare go very far from the bag because he would have had trouble out lugging Whitaker back up the line. So he waited for the ball and it arrived to him in time. Now there's one down on the Tiger fifth inning, and Ron LaFleur will be the batter. Well, Ron has walked and singled in this ball game. He was picked off in the third inning and erased on a force out in the first. A pitch from Zahn. Check swing, it's a ball. Ron still insists that he has corrected some things and he is ready to move that average up now. Inside, 2-0. I reminded him after the game last night that he said last night was the time he was going to turn it around. He went 1-for-5 last night. He said, well, that's all right. When he turned it around last year, he went 1-for-5 the first game. Foul to the screen. 2-1 on LaFleur. But you don't turn it around hitting 200. Now the pitch to Ronnie. Curve is up high. 3-1 on LaFleur. He's switching direction here at Metropolitan Stadium. The pitch from Zahn, swung on and fouled into the upper deck on the right field side. One out, the base is empty here in the fifth inning. The Tigers trail the Twins, 2-1. There's a ground ball to third. Chubby tells the hop, guns it to first, and he just got him. Cubby does not really have an artillery arm over there. And he got it to Carew in time. There are two down. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Detroit. Here's Steve Kemp. Kemp has doubled and grounded into a force out. His double, a soft fly ball down the left field line. The pitch to him. He takes the strike. The pitch from Zahn, low for a ball. With a big crowd reaction, and I think they had some water standing in the upper deck, and it somehow started to come down over the edge, dripping all over people down below. We had some in an eavesdrop out ahead here, in front of us, blowing inside for a ball. Upper deck has just been catching all the rain. I noticed last night coming out here, they had people all over the stands with big brooms pushing the water around, trying to get it to the gutters. There's a strike called on Kemp. 2-2 on Steve. Oh, those people are drenched down there. Alzheimer delivers. Ground ball to the right side. Carew backhands it. Good play. Underhand Cezanne. He makes the put up. A fine play by Rod Carew as he swept to his right. Backhanded the ball and underhanded to the pitcher covering. Beat Kemp by a step. For the Tigers, no hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left after 4.5 innings. It's still the Twins 2, the Tigers 1.
John, just filling the tank and checking the oil. You're a marathon man, still thinks wiping your windshield, checking the air in your tires, and the water in your batteries are part of what you pay for when you come into this station. And your marathon man still knows how to service your car when it needs it, and how to treat you the way he likes to be treated when he's affected. So if you haven't already gotten to be friends with your marathon man, well, you really ought to. You'll definitely get what you pay for, and probably a little bit more. Marathon Oil Company. We got together to do it better.
Do. bottom of the fifth inning here at Metropolitan Stadium. Jim Clayton will go tomorrow against the Twins, and it'll be Dave Jones coming back for Minnesota, right-handed. Here's Rob Wilfong, left-hand hitting second baseman, leading it off. He had a sacrifice spot. His only time up against Wilcox. Milt delivers, swung on and missed the big curve. The pitch from Wilcox, inside and low, one and one now on Wilfong. Well, delivers, that curve is in. He just waited on that. He wasn't going to have anything to do with it. One and two on Wilfong. He cuts and misses, struck him out. Now, Wilfong not hitting for average by any means, but he's doing the job in the field for the Twins. He was one of those who won what they call the Silver Glove Award. You have the Gold Glove Award at the major league level, but on the minor league level, they give out the Silver Glove Award to the top fielding artists in the minors. And Wilfong has won that. First pitch to Powell is inside for a ball. Wilcox now has four strikeouts. Outside. 2-0 the count on Hoskin Powell. A rookie from Pensacola, Florida. The windup, the pitch from Wilcox. Low, 3-0. Oh, Wilcox, big sigh and the motion, the 3-0 pitch. There's a called strike. Powell started the first. Not going to get very far. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Twins with runs in the second and third inning. The Tigers with their run in the fourth. 2-1 Minnesota. John Ball on a high hop to Whitaker. A little short cross to Thompson. Two down. I'll bring up Roy Smalley. One for two for the switch hitting shortstop. He hit a pop foul to Thompson his first time up trying to butt. Then hit a bleeder through the middle, actually past the glove of Whitaker into right field to score a run in the third inning. There's a hard smash past Thompson, fair ball, down into the bullpen. Smalley around first, digging for second. Stanley up with the ball, not in time. A two-base hit for Smalley. Right field line, Smalley on with a two-out double. And the batter will be Rod Carew. Well, everybody seems relieved up here in Minnesota. Calvin Griffith and Carew among them. For the fact that no deal was made before the trading deadline for Rod Carew. Rod had reportedly turned down a multi-year contract offered by the Twins, but then made the inference the other day that he's looking forward to further negotiations. There's a call strike. He had said earlier that he would not sign another contract with Minnesota. Left foot is really out of the batter's box as he leans back on it. Outside for a ball, one and one on Carew. Smalley at second, two down. Both clubs have five hits now. Six-time batting champion Rod Carew. Waiting on Wilcox to set the pitch. Ball two, outside. Won his first batting title in 1969. A bouncer foul to the right of the plate. Second time he won the title, hitting just .318. That was the lowest he hit to win the title. And that year, Carew did not have a single home run. He became the first American League batting champion ever to win the title without a home run. Outside, it's a full count now on Caruth. Rod has proven, especially in the last three seasons, that he can hit the long ball. Inside, ball four, Caruth draws the walk as he dances out of the way of that one. That's the third walk given up by Wilcox, puts runners at first and second with two down, and brings up Dan Ford.
Here's a weather update from WJR News. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 4:30 this afternoon for Gratiot and Clinton counties. That's north of Lansing in Michigan. Heavy thunderstorms have been reported in the vicinity of Greenville and Montcalm County, moving to the east at nearly 50 miles an hour. Residents in the area should be on the alert as these thunderstorms move across the area. Again, heavy thunderstorms have been reported in the vicinity of Greenville and Montcalm County, and the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 4:30 this afternoon for Gratiot and Clinton counties. Bill Smith, WJR News.
The pitch swung on and missed, two strikes on Dan Ford. Originally a member of the Oakland A's, Dan Ford. Charlie Finley picked him number one in the 1970 free agent draft. Two on, two off, the pitch to Ford. Swung on, fouled, back into the sand. That may jar some more of that water loose. Looks like a convention of school buses out in the parking lot down the left field side. A parking lot filled with a big yellows. And that clinic this morning for the youngsters, and they filled up the bleachers. He strikes on Ford, the pitch from Wilcox. He wasted it outside. Ford bent over and laid off. We'll be on the air again tomorrow at 2 o'clock Michigan time for Ernie's pregame show and the windup of this series. And the Tigers, if they can make the connections, will get to Toronto late Sunday night and have a two-game set beginning Tuesday. Ground ball right back to Wilcox. He knocks it down, picks it up, and throws to first to get it. That ball hit like a shot. Wilcox got the glove up, and it hit him off the glove and the chest, I believe. For a moment, he didn't find the ball, but he found it quickly enough to throw out Ford. That's all for the Twins. No runs, a hit and a walk, no errors, and two are left. After five innings of play, it's the Twins 2, the Tigers 1.
If you haven't read the new AM edition of the news, you just don't know what you're missing. Exclusive new columns like Where the Action Is. It's an early look at the stock market, betting odds, even lottery numbers. You're missing eye-openers with Margie Coombs and her views on all the latest trends. Plus the comment page with the timely observations of people like Pete Waldmeier, Nicholas von Hoffman, and Bill Malden. The new AM News at newsstands at 6:30 every morning. It's the first good news of the day.
Reading the Detroit News AM edition can make you smarter, and from now until June 30th, richer, with a new game called Joker Poker. You play it like poker, with cards that appear Monday through Friday in the AM edition of the news. Two of a kind could win you $50. A royal flush, $5,000. Joker Poker, no purchase necessary. Rules and entries available through the Detroit News or in the new AM edition. Like they say, it's the first good news of the day. Only now, it's even more so. This game is being brought to you by Labatt. For Bureau's finest, call for Labatt. By marathon dealers and distributors, people who've got together to do it better. By the Greater Detroit Chrysler Plymouth dealers, who've got Horizon Motor Trend's Car of the Year. By Champion Spark Plug. You can't buy a better plug than Champion. By the Detroit News. For the first good news in sports every morning, read the new Detroit News AM edition. By City National Bank, where you can get combo checking. And by Little Caesars Pizza, a winner any way you slice it. Now, more Tiger baseball action with Ernie Harwell and Paul Carey.
Rusty Cobb leading off the sixth. Took one low. There's a ground ball to the right side. Grabbed by Wilfong. The throw to Carew. He got him. A fine play by Wilfong. He has shown that he can go a long way to both his right and his left. And that time, he took that ball out of right field. We get stopped. One away. That'll bring up Thompson. Jason is a perfect two for two against the left-handers on. Both his hits to left field, going with a pitch. He singled a bunch in the first inning and then doubled into the left field corner in the fourth. Jason scored the Tigers' run in the fourth on the double by Rodriguez. Despite the left-hander, they still play him to pull the ball to right. The pitch to Jason. Swung on and fouled at the plate. Don has the sign from Weininger. Here's the pitch. A punt attempt missed by Thompson. Tried to catch Chubbies, who was laying way back at third. Oh, Thompson has to take the plate now with two strikes on him. One out, nobody on here in the Tigers' sixth inning. The Twins in front, 2-1. Homer by Weininger in the second inning. And then a bleeder of a single by Smalley in the third, bringing in the Twins' run. Back-to-back doubles by Thompson and Rodriguez towards the Tiger run. Check swing by Jason. It's outside, 1-2. Gone kicks and fires. Low, 2-2 on Thompson. Gone has a fine earned run average of 2.77. He has been in 14 games, all of them starts, including this one. Only one of the pitchers hit more innings, Erickson. There's a fly ball to right field. It's fairly deep, but backing up is Powell. Has the room, makes the catch on the warning track. Two down as Thompson flies deep to right. And that'll bring up Rodriguez. Aurelio, 1-for-2, drove in the Tiger run with his double in the fourth inning. After five innings at Cleveland, the Indians lead the Brewers 3-1. After five at Fenway, Seattle still has that 3-2 lead over the Red Sox. A little high to Rodriguez, ball one. They may be held up by rain at Chicago, I don't know. They posted the starter some time ago for the Kansas City White Sox game. 2-0 count on Rodriguez. Two out, bases empty in the Tigers' sixth inning. But one National League game going right now. St. Louis leading Cincinnati 3-2 in the fifth inning. There's the pitch. Swung on and missed by Rodriguez. That was a slow one by Zahn. And Aurelio, looking for the fastball with a 2-0 count, was way out in front. Zahn rocks back. Here's the pitch to Aurelio. He swings and misses again. He pulled the string on that one. I have two games scheduled for this afternoon. One at San Francisco with the Mets and Giants, but they've got it posted as a night game here. At any rate, it'd be a late starter. Outside for a ball. So it's a full count now on Rodriguez. The windup by Zahn. Here's the pitch. Swung on a bouncer to the right side. Wilfong, to his left, has it. The flip to Carew. He's out. The Tigers get out. 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. The Twins come up for their bat. With the score, Minnesota 2, Detroit 1. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Bloomington, Minnesota. The Minnesota Twins with a 2-1 lead over the Tigers. The Tigers trying to end a five-game losing streak here in the middle game of this three-game series. Kind of gloomy here in the ballpark now, but it doesn't really appear like rain. Hits are even at five apiece, but the Twins have the 2-1 edge. And here's Butch Weininger, who has one of those five hits, a big one, a home run, right down the right field line in the second inning. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed, of course, against Wilcox. The pitch to him. He buckles out of the way. It's inside. There's the pitch to Bush. Outside for a ball. Leininger is quite a story, of course, making the jump from single-A ball to the majors, becoming Rookie Player of the Year, the same year that Fidrich was the Rookie Pitcher of the Year. I did 3-0 on Bush. Got married over the winter, Bush did. There's ball four. Well, that's the fourth walk given up by Wilcox. And it brings up Cubbage. 1-for-2 for Mike. He's singled to right center in the fourth inning. Cubbage hitting very well again this year for the Twins. 3-14 mark coming into the ball game. Here's the set. The pitch to Mikey Squares. It's a good bunt right out in front of the plate. Milk has it. He has to go to first. He took a look at second. Decided that he better not take a chance on Leininger. Down at second and went to first. So the put out made by Whitaker at first base. It goes 2-4 on the sacrifice bunt by Cubby. Leininger at second with one away. And Glenn Adams, the DH, will be the batter. He has struck out twice. Caught looking in the second inning and then fanned swinging in the fourth. The pitch from Wilcox, a slow curve for a ball. Looked to second by Milt. Here's the pitch. Strike called on Adams. The mention of Fidrich. Adams comes from great old Adams country, Northbridge, Massachusetts. Ground ball down the first baseline. Thompson makes the play unassisted at first on Adams as the runner Leininger moves to third. So there are two down, and Willie Norwood will be the batter. Norwood has an infield single in two trips. He fly to center his other time up. A lot of stirring around by the youngsters here in the middle innings. Many of them have been here a long time because of that morning clinic, and they're getting a little restless. Here's a stretch by Wilcox. The pitch to him is a strike. He got the curve in on Norwood. Right-hand batter. Pitch from Wilcox. Half swing. Did he go around? No, they say no. Lou DeMuro down at first. Palm flat. Waving him in the air. Nope, he checked in time. 1-1 on Norwood. Strike called. A ball and two strikes now with two down and Leininger at third. Wilcox's season resembling somewhat his season last year. He won first six decisions. And drop the pair. Swing and a miss. Norwood strikes out. That's all for the Twins in the sixth inning. No runs, a walk, no errors. One left after six innings of play. It's still Minnesota 2, Detroit 1.
During this break in the action, here's an update from WJR News. President Carter assured American workers in the Panama Canal Zone today that their jobs and rights will be protected under Panamanian rule. But he also made it clear that, like it or not, they must help in relinquishing control of the waterway. Many Canal Zone residents hostile to the treaties Carter helped formally ratify yesterday apparently carried out their threats to boycott the president's speech. and a few showed up wearing Keep Our Canal t-shirts and shirts printed with slogans derogatory of the president. In the South African ghetto of Soweto today, police opened fire and used tear gas to disperse hundreds of black youths who stoned a police car and a bus after a memorial observance on the second anniversary of the Soweto riot. There's no word on casualties. Police are hoping that a special 12-member team will be able to figure out what happened to a 7-year-old Detroit boy who's been missing for more than 2 months. State officials say the computer cross-check method that led to the indictments of 61 alleged welfare cheaters yesterday will be used again in the future. Detroit temperature 86, Bill Smith, WJR News.
Well, this broadcast is made possible by the Detroit Baseball Club and the American League and is intended for the private use of our listening audience. Rebroadcast or other use of this play-by-play is prohibited unless prior consent is received from WJR Detroit, the Detroit Tiger Baseball Club, and the American League. The announcers for this broadcast are selected and employed by WJR Radio and the Detroit Tiger Baseball Club. 2-1, the Twins lead the Tigers through 6 innings. Mickey Stanley to lead off the 7th, and back to the microphone, here's Ernie Harwell.
Thanks, Paul. Each club with 5 hits. Neither team's made an error. It's been a close one all the way. 7th inning getting started. Jeff Zahn, the left-hander, pitches to Stanley, who takes a curve in close, ball one. Mickey has bounced to third and grounded to second base. Outfield, bunching him toward the middle, the infield back. They've got the coverage over near the bag at third, and Stanley steps away for a moment. Now the left-hander's on ready, kicks and deals. It's a strike call. They got a breaking pitch on the outside corner. 1-1, the count on Stanley. He'll be followed by May, and then it'll be Trammell in the Tigers' 7th inning. Tigers got their run in the 4th on the back-to-back doubles by Thompson and Rodriguez. The first 2 minutes better than that inning. There's a line chop foul in the seats back of third. 1-2 on Stanley. Minnesota picked up its first run and the second on Leiniger's third home run of the year, and then scored again in the third on a single by Norwood, a sacrifice by Wilfong, and a single by Smalley to bring him home. And that run right now, the difference in this game, the second game of the 3-game series. Stanley swings, fly ball to right. That'll reach the seats back of the bullpen of the Minnesota Twins. 1-2, the count on Mickey. Zahn looking into Weiniger to get the sign. The veteran left-hander now checking his catcher out. It goes into action again. The pitch is a ball outside. He's throwing the fork ball wide, 2-2. Cloudy skies in Bloomington. We've had a little bit of everything since we've been here. Rain, thunder, lightning, sunshine. Waiting on a 2-2 delivery. It's the plate is Stanley. He swings. There's a looper that'll drop into left center field for a hit. Mickey Stanley leads it off with a single to left center. The ball picked up by the left fielder Norwood and bounced into Wilfong in second. And the Tigers have a man on and nobody down in their 7th inning with Milt May stepping in. May has popped to short and struck out. They've got Cubbage in close on the grass at third base, looking for the bump possibility here. Carew will hold at first base with a run at Stanley. Zahn will try to keep Mickey close with that left-hand step motion over there. And the bunny's on, but he takes the ball outside. Didn't offer on the pitch, ball one. Trammell will be the next Tiger batter. 2-1 the score. The Twins lead it. Now May waits on the next one. Spears the month. Takes a ball just outside. 2-0 the count on Milt. Digging in again. Here's the set by Jeff Zahn. The pitch, it is a strike called. He took a fastball in above the knees. Again, ready to bunt. Man on first, Stanley, represents the tying run. C- Cubbage in, even a little closer now down from third. Here's the set by Zahn. And the pitch, he swings and fouls it away. Back at the plate. Let's pause the station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
Jay Roberts joins you as you meet your new day on Night Flight 76, evenings at 11:30 here on the Goodwill Station, WJR Radio 76, Detroit.
May stepping out, looking down at third base coach Freddie Hatfield. 2-2 the count on Milk. 2-1 Minnesota leading, seventh inning, man at first, nobody out. John Seth holds it at the belt, now pitches. Here's a cut and a miss. He struck him out. So May goes down swinging, and the batter will be Trammell. The second strikeout for Zahn, and each time he struck out May. Outfield is straight up on Allen. Seattle and Boston are now tied 3-3. They're in the eighth inning. Cleveland and Milwaukee are tied 3-3, and they're in the eighth inning. Trammell's flat out twice, once to center, once to right. And he takes the ball in close, ball one. In the National League, the only day game that's posted here, St. Louis leads Cincinnati 3-2. They're in the seventh. That's the Cincinnati. Don ready, Trammell waits. Here it comes. He swings too early, misses, throw to second. Stanley is out at second base. On the attempted steal, they cut down Stanley. Trying to get a rope on the catcher to the second base. There are two outs now. The base is empty, and the count on Trammell is one ball and one strike. Two runs, five hits for Minnesota. One run, six hits for Detroit. Don Wines delivers. Here's a bounding ball to the left side. It's through for a base hit. And the Tigers get a man on, but two down. Trammell wraps a single to left, and here comes Lou Whitaker. He's gone out twice on ground balls, once to second, once to first. This is the second time in the game the Tigers have followed an unsuccessful steal attempt for the base hit. It is a curve in at the shoulder, ball one, the count on him. Outfield a little bit to left on Whitaker. The left field of Norwood is very shallow on Lou. And he swings, taps one to short. Smalley, who is right, has it for the Wilfong. He's out on the close play. They got Trammell on the fourth out. And the Tigers fail to score. No runs, two hits, no errors. One man left. We go to the last half of the seventh. Twins two, Tigers one.
Say, fans, are you enjoying the Labatt's Baseball Trivia Quiz? We sure enjoy bringing it to you. And here's another question. Do you know who holds the American League record for the fewest hits in a season while leading the league in hits? Try to remember, and while you do, here's something else to remember.
Remember Labatt's.
Yes, fans, Labatt's is beer at its finest. A very special brew imported fresh from Canada. When it's time for beer, remember Labatt's, the clear water, blue sky taste of Canada beer. Brewed in Canada since 1828. Okay, now, in 1968, with only 178 hits, Bert Campanaris of the Oakland A's led the American League in hits. Did you remember that? Then you just got a hit of your own in the Labatt's Baseball Trivia Quiz. Brought to you by Labatt Importers, Amherst, New York.
Well, the old seventh inning stretch in Bloomington, and the Twins lead the Tigers 2-1. Wilcox on the mound, getting ready to face Minnesota in the seventh inning. Sometimes I lose phone numbers, and I've lost one of Ollie McLaughlin's. If Ollie will call my home and give it to my family, I would appreciate it. Great Tiger fan, Ollie McLaughlin, and we've lost his phone number. Well, here come the Twins. It'll be Wilfong to lead it off, followed by Powell and Smalley at the top of the batting order. Wilcox and Zahn have gone all the way in this baseball battle in Minnesota. Twins with a run in the second, a run in the third. The Tigers got one in the fourth. And it is a bunt down toward third. Rolling foul picked up now by Rodriguez. Strike one in the count. Kansas City and Chicago scheduled at Chicago, but we do not have any report on that game. We don't know what happened. There's no rain delay on our ticker. Simply nothing has come in yet, but it is scheduled as a day game as far as we can tell. Did we ever get the starting pitcher? They sent the starting pitchers through. Gale for Kansas City. Grayback for the White Sox, but no other report. They may have had a rain delay that has not been on the ticker. Here's a strike called, a fastball over, two strikes. Home runs in the Major League so far. Evans of Boston, Thomas of Milwaukee, and Hernandez of the St. Louis Cardinals have hit home runs on this date. And Weinig has hit one here in this team. There's a ground ball foul down past Tony Oliva, strike two. Seattle and Boston. Coleman started for Seattle. Montague relieved in the sixth, and Ripley on the mound for Boston. They're tied 3-3 in the eighth inning. Milwaukee-Cleveland tied 3-3 there in the eighth inning. There's another foul to reach the seats back a third. In that Milwaukee-Cleveland game, replicable pitching for Milwaukee. Hood started for Cleveland. Spillner has relieved him with Milwaukee batting in the eighth. And in the St. Louis-Cincinnati game, it is 3-2 St. Louis in the seventh. Vukovic against Bonham, relieved by Hume in the second. There's a ball low. 1-2 now, the count on Wilfong. New York at San Francisco getting started. Zachary for New York, Knepper for the Giants. He takes a strike on the outside corner, and he is out of there. He stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched that one go by. That is the sixth strikeout for Wilcox. And here's Hoskin Powell, the leadoff man, with a walk, a line drive to third, and the bounce out to second base. Native of Alabama, Hoskin Powell. He's hit well in the minor leagues wherever he's played. Takes a slow curve outside. Right-hander Wilcox delivers. Here's a tap foul in the dirt behind the plate. 1-1 the count on him. 2 runs, 5 hits for the Twins. 1 run, 7 hits for the Tigers. There have been no errors in this game. Powell out of the batter's box, now back in to wait on a 1-1 delivery. Here it comes. He swings, and there's a little looper to right field. Stanley digging, won't get it in time. Drops in front of him, and it is a single. Oh, Powell gets his first hit. That will be the sixth hit for the Twins. And Roy Smalley will be the batter. Well, they've saved up on us on that Chicago game. They finally sent through some innings, and the White Sox have a 6-0 lead over the KC Royals at the end of five. Mingori relieved in the second for Kansas City. It's a ball outside, ball one. Two to one, the Twins in the lead. They've got a man out and a man out now. The old tickers used to give you every half inning. The new system, now they'll save up. Make it a little better story, I guess. Well, they saved up five innings on us in Chicago today. There's a throw to first, and he's back in time. Powell edging off again, set by Wilcox. Throw to first, he's back again. That was a little bit closer. Small hits the plate. Ball on the count on Roy. Switch batter takes the ball in close. 2-0 the count on him now. He singled in a run in the third inning. He also has had a double. First time up, he fouled the first. 2-for-3 for Smalley. Is off, doesn't go, and the Wilcox curve is low. 3-0 now on Smalley. Now, Carew is the next scheduled batter. Jim Crawford running down from the Tiger dugout toward the bullpen. Here's a strike call. I'm not using those bullpens out there in the right field. Whether it's because they've changed for this year or whether it's, they've had so much rain they can't use them out there. Anyway, they're using bullpens down along the sidelines now. Throw over to first, and he's back in time. 3-1 is the count on the batter, Smalley. One man down, seventh inning. Twins lead the Tigers 2-1. We'll keep an eye on Powell to see whether he goes or not on this bit. He does. It's a foul ball out of play. Mark likes to use that and run as much as he can. Marty Herzog used it a lot over in Kansas City in that two-game set against the Tigers, and it was working for him. Smalley about ready to get back in there now. 3-2 the count on him. We'll keep an eye on the Powell again. Will he go? Yep, there he goes. The pitch is outside. It's ball four. He can trot from now on, and there are two men on for the Twins. And that sets the table for Rod Carew. Two on and one out. Carew has hit into a double play, and then the next two times gone a walk. Five walks off Wilcox. He's walked five and struck out six. Crawford continuing to throw on the Tiger bullpen. They've got the infield in double play depth on Carew. Right-hander Wilcox sets and pitches. Carew swings the bounding ball to second, maybe two. Whitaker to travel one. Relay to Thompson. Double play and the inning's over. No runs. One hit and a walk. No errors. One man left. The end of seven. Twins two, Tigers one.
I know a friend when I see one. And I know a good thing when I get. I know where to go when I need a helping hand. That's why I've got a friend.
Friends can add a lot to your life. That's why when you're taking care of something important like your car, it's good to do business with somebody you know by his first name. Somebody who takes you and your car personally and treats it like it was his own. Somebody you ought to know. Your Marathon Man.
Go get together with a friend who truly cares. Go see your Marathon Man.
Marathon Oil Company. We got together to do it better, and we do.
Did you know that nearly 2,000 Americans will end up in a hospital bed this year after a wild game of croquet? I'm Dale Conquest, WJR Sports.
Twins hold the lead. The Tigers trying to pull out of their losing spin. They've lost five in a row. The Twins have won four straight. And the two starters are still in there. Zahn for Minnesota and Wilcox for the Tigers. Here's Ron LaFleur. He's walked, single, and bounced to third. Milwaukee-Cleveland 3-3 in the eighth inning. Boston-Seattle 3-3 in the eighth inning. Chicago leads Kansas City in the sixth inning, 6-0. One National League score, St. Louis 3, Cincinnati 2 in the 7th. Low curve is over, but it's high. Ball went on LaFleur. LaFleur, Kemp, and Staub to try to get it going for the Bengals here. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's in too close on the inside corner for a strike. Terry tempting me with candid goodies here. Here's the pitch. He takes the ball outside. 2-1. Tigers need some instant runs. They trail 2-1 in the 8th inning. Now Zahn, checking his sign, delivers. There's a tap foul over past third base. 2-2 the count on him.
You mean to tell me you can't eat taffy while you're on the airplane? All that popcorn you can handle?
Things are bad enough as they are. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Tap of the third, a glove by Cubbage. Throw to first, he got him by 3 steps. At the plate, he has a double in 3 turns against the left-hander. What would be the worst thing you could eat while you broadcast? Peanut butter sandwich and a milk sundae?
A milkshake, I
think. Milkshake, yeah. Here's the ball outside, ball one. Twins 2, Tigers 1, 8th inning. There's a fly ball to short center backing up his Smalley. He's under it now. He has it for the out. 2 down. And John has been in control all the way. Rusty Staub. Rusty 0 for 3 in this one. He's fouled to the catcher, bounced to short, and got to the second. Tigers, for a good part of the year, were leading the league in hitting, but their hitting has fallen off drastically in the last couple of weeks, especially their hitting in the clutch. Now, Rusty, not quite ready to step in there. Later report from Cleveland there in the ninth inning, tied 3-3 with Milwaukee. There's a slide arm curve for a strike. Don ready, kicks and deals, and it's a pop foul back of the plate to reach the seat. And a man with the Philadelphia batting helmet thought he might have another chance to redeem himself, but he didn't. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way. There's a bounding ball to first base. Carew has it, makes the play unassisted, and the Tigers go quietly in the eighth inning. 1-2-3. We go to the last half of the eighth. The Twins 2, Detroit 1.
They came from across the sea, from Japan, Germany, England, Italy, bright and eager to show what they could do. They were foreigners in a foreign land. But one thing that was true in the old country was also true in the new.
You can't buy a better plug for any kind of car than Champion. You can't buy a better plug no matter where you are than Champion. Champion, number one in the world. Number one in your car.
Imports from every country find America is the land of opportunity. The opportunity to use Champion, the world's best-selling spark plug. The plug that wins more big races. For imports, you can't buy a better plug than Champion.
You can't buy a better plug than Champion. You can't buy a better plug than Champion.
Got a later report now from Fenway Park. Seattle has regained the lead against the Boston Red Sox, 4-3, and they're in the ninth inning of that one. Here in Minnesota, the Twins got a run in the second on a home run by Winegan. Added another one in the third on a single by Norwood, a sacrifice by Wilfong, and a single by Smalley. They led 2-0 at that point. Well, then the Tigers picked up a run in the fourth inning. Thompson led off with a double, and Rodriguez followed with a double to get that run home, and there's been no scoring since then. The two starters still in there. Wilcox for the Tigers, Dawn for Minnesota. We're in the last half of the eighth inning at Bloomington. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Minnesota. 1 run, 7 hits, and no errors for the Tigers. Here's Dan Ford, who has gone 0-for-3. He's hit safely now in 10 straight games. In this one, he's bounced to short, fly to right, and routed back to the pitcher. Right-hander against the right-hander. And Ford takes a curve over for a strike. Big motion by Wilcox, and he's got a little change-up on his curve. Outfield deep and straight away on Ford. He'll be followed by Weiniger, then it'll be Cubbage. Now, Wilcox, tired of waiting on Ford. Ford is ready now. Let's see if he'll stay in there. Strike one pitch coming up to him. And he takes a breaking ball low and away, 1-1. Don't forget the Paul Carey scoreboard show when the game's over. Stay tuned for all the scores. Here's a ball outside, a 2-1 in the count. Ford steps away again. Back in the batter's box to wait on the 2-1 delivery. Moved him back a little bit with a high tight one. 3-1 to count on Ford. Twins have left 7 runners on. Tigers have left a total of 5 on. Tigers have picked up a couple of double plays. Carew's batted into 2 double plays today. And the Tigers have had a couple of guys nipped on the bases, too. There's a foul ball out of play. And a gentleman with a Tiger batting helmet on caught that one. It's amazing to me when you go to these ballparks, including Tiger Stadium, that you see so many batting helmets on people that don't represent the home team. I've seen Cincinnati and Atlanta and Philadelphia here today. There's a bounding ball to left. The base hit. Ford keeps his hitting streak alive. That's his 11th streak. Trying for two. Here's the throw. He is in there safely. Kemp a little slow picking up the ball, and Ford took advantage of it and raced on into second base safely. Whitaker took a hard slide from Ford, but Lou is up on his feet now, hobbling somewhat, but he's standing on the infield grass. Now he's still having a little trouble walking. Bill Beams come up to the dugout step, but he's not going out on the field. Ian Houck apparently is satisfied that Whitaker's okay and can continue. It is a double for Ford. Extra hustle got him in there at second base. He just went into another gear and put on the speed. The hits are even, 7 apiece. That's an important extra base for Minnesota. They're in a spot now where they a little more easily get that run in. They've got a 2-1 lead. Man on second and nobody down. Knight, 9,807 is the paid attendance.
5,724.
That's our press box intercom. You probably hear the background. Here's the pitch now. It's the ball outside. 2-0 the count. 15,531 is the total. Of the paid attendance, 9,807. Here's the set, the pitch. He swings. There's a long belt to right. It's looking far out in the seat. Down into the right field corner off the batter, Butch Weiniger. Twins have had a hit in every inning except two, and they've had runners in those two innings on walks. Well, they've had a man on base in every inning. The Tigers went out 1-2-3 in the second inning, in the fifth, and in the eighth. Wilcox pitches. Weiniger hits a high foul out of play on the left field side. Here comes Kemp over, but he won't get it. It's in among the customers. Should be getting some finals soon from Cleveland and Boston there in the ninth inning. Milwaukee-Cleveland tied 3-3. Seattle leads the Red Sox 4-3 in the ninth. 83 up in Chicago there in the sixth inning, with the White Sox leading KC 6-0. The other game's a night game. And that National League day game is still stuck at the seventh inning, St. Louis 3, Cincinnati 2. Weinigo waiting on a 2-2 delivery from Wilcox. Here it comes. He swings on the line foul. It's down past Tony Oliva. 2-2 the count on him. Little item in the current sporting news about Shive Park, the old ballpark in Philadelphia. They're going to make a shopping center out of it. Well, they had some great stars playing that park for both the leagues over the years. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul fly to deep right. He waited for that curve and timed it pretty well, but he pulled it too much. On Butch Wanigan. 2-1, Twins lead the Tigers. Eighth inning, man on second for Minnesota, nobody out. Sets the pitch. He looks to the ball low. Full count on him. Cubbage is waiting on deck. This is the middle part of the batting order for the Twins. Wilcox sets, pitches, fly ball to the field deep. LaFleur going back, he's there. Reaches up, makes the catch. Here's the tag by Ford. He will make it to third. And the throw comes in a little bit late. He's safe at third. Man on third, one man out, and the Cubbage will be the batter. At one time in the baseball rules, that would have been no time at bat. Or Weiniger would have been a sacrifice, but not anymore. Tigers will have to play their infield in close now. They're almost to the inner grass on the left-hand batting Cubbage. Keep an eye on Ford at third base. Here's the set by Wilcox. And Cubbage takes a breaking pitch in for a strike call. Ford's a good runner. Now edging down the line at third, keeping an eye on Wilcox, who's working up the set position at the mound. 2-1, Twins lead the Tigers, eighth inning. Here comes Ford down the line a little farther, and then jogs on back toward third. Wilcox still looking over that way. Now gets his sign. Cubbage waits. Strike one pitch is low. Good stop by May. That ball hit in front of the plate. Now Cubbage steps out. Twins have led this game all the way. They're ahead now 2-1 of the eighth. Cubbage waits. Here it comes. He swings at a bounding ball to first base. Two for a base hit. Thompson lunged to his left side but couldn't come up with it, and the run scores on the single to right. 3-1. Twins lead the Tigers. On the drawn-in infield. Gets up the run on the hit to Cubbage. Ward crossing the plate. The batter now will be Glenn Adams, the designated batter who struck out twice and bounced the second. Cubbage at first, one man down, and the pitch is a ball to the designated batter, Adams, ball one. That was the eighth hit for the Twins, scoring their third run. Tigers' number one problem has been hitting ever since they made that trip east to play Baltimore and Boston and dropped 7 out of 8 games. Not the number of hits so much, but the time factor in those hits, getting them in the clutch. Bounding ball to the right of Samuel. He goes over, grabs it, throws to Whitaker. One relay to Thompson. It is a double play, the third one for the Tigers. Good move there by Samuel over to Whitaker to Thompson. And that retires the Twins in the eighth inning, but they get a run One run on two hits, there were no errors, and nobody left. At the end of eight, Minnesota 3, Detroit 1.
When can you afford to throw money away?
Not when I shop.
Not when I drive.
Not when I go to the bank.
Small change can add up to big dollars. That's why there's a big difference between City National Bank and those other banks that charge you for writing checks.
Nobody has got...
Only City National Bank saves you money with combo checking. Keep a minimum $200 in checking or savings. You write all your checks without charge. All your checks without charge. Combo checking. No other bank in Michigan has it.
No statement fee.
No charge per check.
At City National Bank, I feel terrific because I'm not throwing money away.
Don't throw your money away. Open a City National Bank charge-free checking account now.
Who's got it? Nobody. A City National Bank.
Also available at National Bank of Rochester and First Citizens Bank in Troy.
This is Radio 76, where news comes first every hour. And I'm Dave White, inviting you to join us, just so you'll know, here on WJR Detroit.
Well, before the Tigers bat in their ninth inning, let's pause briefly for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network.
Hi, this is Bob Hines inviting you to join me weekends right here on America's great radio station for the great weekend. Here on Radio 76, WJR Detroit.
Minnesota Twins lead the Detroit Tigers 3-1 in the ninth inning in Minnesota. Here's Jason Thompson to lead off for the Tigers. He's had a single, a double, and a fly to deep right. 2-for-3 for Jason. They've got Mike Marshall going now in the Minnesota bullpen. And Don trying to give the Tigers their sixth straight defeat. Goes to work, and it is a curve outside. If Don get him out and win this ball game, it'll be five straight wins for the Twins. Jason waiting. Here it comes. He hits a chopper on one big hop. The second, Wilfong has it over to Carew. One away. The last five Tigers have gone down in a row. And here comes Aurelio Rodriguez. We've got a final. Those Boston Red Sox did it again. They came up with two in the ninth inning and beat Seattle 5-4. Almost unbeatable at Fenway Park. Stanley the winner. He's 5-1. Montague took the loss. He's 0-3. Leon Roberts hit another home run for Seattle. It came in the eighth inning with nobody on his eighth. Evans had one for Boston. There's a ball in too close on Rodriguez. 32,551 saw that game at Boston. 3-1 here in Minnesota. The Twins have the three. The Tigers have the one. Rodriguez drove in the only run with a double in the fourth inning. He takes the ball in the dirt. 2-0 on Aurelio. Later report from Cincinnati, the Cardinals now have a 5-3 lead over the Reds there in the eighth inning there. Don trying for the final two outs of the game. Pitches, it is a ball high and wide, 3-0 on Rodriguez. Doc Skiers again in Minnesota. Now Don checks his time with Weiniger. Kicks and deals, here's a ball, he walks him. That is the second walk of Don. He had not walked anybody after he gave a pass to the leadoff man, LaFleur, starting the game. So Stanley comes to bat now with a man on and a man out in the ninth inning. Mickey's bounced to third, bounced to second, and single to left. Latest we have from Cleveland, Milwaukee, and the Indians were in a 3-3 tie in the ninth inning. And Chicago leading Kansas City in the sixth, 6-0. Well, here's Stanley. They play him straight away. It's a strike call. Sing final game here tomorrow. Then the Tigers head on to Toronto for two to close out this trip. They'll come back and play the Yankees next Thursday at Tiger Stadium. Over the low, 1-1 the count on Mickey. That's a four-game series. The Yankees enter Tiger Stadium Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Now it's on to the set position. The left-hander ready. Holds it. Checks and pitches. There's a cut on the foul back of the plate. 1-2 on Stanley. Rodriguez at first, one out, ninth inning. Tigers trail by 2-3-1. Tigers lost two in Kansas City. They lost the first game in this series. Their losing streak has now been extended to 5 in a row. And right now trying to avert the sixth straight loss. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Mickey Stanley. Swing a tap foul over toward the Tiger dugout. Still a 1-2 count on Mickey. He's not quite ready to get back in there against Zahn. Time called at the plate by umpire Bill Haller. Stanley steps in, and the left-hander Zahn looks going to get his sign from Weininger. Here's the set by Jeff and the pitch. It's high, fastball, 2-2. Carew wide of the bag at first, and even with it, he's not playing over there bothering about Rodriguez too much. The tag is trailing by a couple. Here's the set in the pitch. He swings and pops it up over near third base. Cubbage calling for it. He has it between home and third, and there are two away. The batter now will be Milt May. May has popped the shortstop and struck out twice. 3-1. The Twins lead. It looks like we're going to get some rain any minute here. On first, two down. Tigers have one out left. Zahn, the left-hander, kicks and deals. And Milt May takes a curveball that bends over for a strike. Rodriguez off the bag at first. May swings as a fly ball to center should end the game. Ward makes the catch. It's over, and the Tigers have dropped their sixth in a row. The Twins have won the first two games of this series. In the ninth inning, the Tigers, no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left, and the final score, Minnesota 3, Detroit 1.
Say, folks, here's a tip on something new in Detroit. It's a doubleheader, too, a Major League Twin Bill. Park once and see both the Art Institute and the New Science Center. They're right across the street from each other in the Cultural Center. The Museum Science Center doubleheader is 6 days weekly, every day but Monday. Take the kids down for a couple of hours. Push all the buttons at the Science Center. See the overhead movie, Cosmos. Then look at the Art Institute pictures and snack in the Museum Cafe. As I say, park just once for both. Not a bad game plan, right?
Slip behind the wheel of the WJR Funmobile as Mark Avery shows you the way to go home in the afternoon music hall. It's a carload of unique entertainment that helps you absorb the shocks of that winding and long road. Complete with your favorite music, important pit stops for vital traffic information, special guests and convivial companionship. Mark Avery, afternoon 3 to 6, here on WJR Radio 76.
The Tigers have dropped six in a row now, all to, two in a row to Milwaukee, two to Kansas City, now two in a row to Minnesota. With only one more to go here at Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, the finale of this series coming up tomorrow. The Minnesota Twins getting an excellent pitching performance from the left-hander Jeff Zahn today, who scattered seven Tiger hits in beating the Tigers 3-1. For Zahn, it was his fifth complete game of the year. He has he leads that department for the Minnesota Ball Club, and he ups his record to 7 wins against 4 defeats. Milt Wilcox, who likewise went all the way for the Tigers, suffered his 5th defeat, his 3rd in a row. He has won 4. The totals for Minnesota, 3 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. They left 7 on base. The Tigers had 1 run, 7 hits, and no errors, and left 6 on base. The game took 2 hours and 15 minutes before a turnout of 9,807 paid here today. I'll be back with the scoring on the ball game after these messages.
Okay, fans, here comes a high hard win in the Fast Baseball Trivia Quiz. All settled in? Name the only outfielder who ever made 500 or more putouts in 4 major league seasons. That's a hard one to remember, but here's something a little easier.
Remember the best. The
Yes, fans, Labatt is fine imported beer, the best that Canada brews. It's a special brew for your special time, shipped fresh to you with pride. Labatt's, the clear water, blue sky taste of Canada beer, brewed in Canada since 1828. Okay, for 9 years, Richie Ashburn of the Phillies had 400 or more putouts. In 4 of those years, he had 500 or more putouts. By comparison, only 2 American League outfielders ever had even 1 500 putout season. Our pleasure, as always, in the Labatt Baseball Trivia Quiz, brought to you by Labatt Importers, Amherst, New York.
Did you know that by the time you are 75, you always put one foot down after the other for a total of 75,000 miles? That's a sports stat. I'm Jim Forrest, WJR Sports.
Well, the Twins led all the way in this ball game after Butch Weiniger get a one-out home run down the right field line in the 2nd inning. It was Butch's 3rd of the year, and the 7th given up by Milt Wilcox this season. In the 3rd inning, the Twins added a run. Willie Norwood led off with an infield hit, was sacrificed to 2nd by Rob Wilfong, and with 2 outs, scored on a bleeder single by Roy Smalley up the middle. The Tigers got their only run of the ball game in the 4th inning on back-to-back leadoff doubles by Jason Thompson and Aurelio Rodriguez. And the Twins added an insurance run in the 8th when Dan Ford led off with a double to left field. And with 1 out, he scored on a single to right by Mike Covey to single through the drawn-in infield. So it was really a pitcher's ball game here today, but Jeff Zahn was the superior pitcher. The Tigers just simply couldn't do much with him. The Tigers left 6 on base. The Twins left 7. Zahn struck out 2, walked 2. In scattering the 7 hits, while Wilcox struck out 6 and walked 5 and deserved a little better support. Now, the windup of the series tomorrow as the Tigers will try to end what is now a 6-game losing streak will find Jim Slayton going for Detroit against Dave Gould, a 20-game winner of last year with the Twins.